Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirit and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chusa, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. From this description of the Gospel, we can see the early Christian communities, they share whatever they have, men and women, especially men, use their time to stay with Jesus to spread the Gospel, preaching, and the women help them with their daily work, also share what they have to support the disciples of Jesus. In a sense, this is the church, communion, not only spiritual, also material. We are one family with Jesus in our midst. This is the joy that we share this life with Jesus. He stays with us. We thank the Lord that we have the church today. So to spread the gospel, not only just to spread the words, but only how to live it in unity, in communion, both spiritual and material goods, sharing with one another. Because Christ today, He is risen. He is living with us. We always remember His word. With 2 or 3 united in His name, He will be in our midst. So important is to keep Jesus in our midst, no matter in the church area, in family. Jesus didn't say 2 or 3 Catholic meeting together. With 2 or 3 are united in His name. So in the family, even not all are Catholics, not all Christians, but if there is mutual love, there is a presence of Jesus. So this is our church, living church, the church where Jesus is the head. We share His life, spiritual, material goods also, so that we are no longer different. We are one family. We are one body of Christ. We thank the Lord we are called for this purpose. Important is to remind us ourselves every day, whatever you do is to for the great glory of God. If our patience, openness, generosity to share what we have, so that we are no more different. We are one mind, one heart in the Lord.